Land of Enchantment Town!
Assalamu alaikum! Welcome to our show, Land of Enchantment. Great to see you again. This is DJ Damascus.
And I'm Syria Sophia. You're in for another enlightening show on Land of Enchantment. DJ Damascus, isn't it so cold outside?
Totally, Syria Sophia. We don't want to go outside, and I bet that you guys don't want to go either. So we want to recommend a very touching movie that'll warm your heart and protect you from the cold weather. And that's why we're going to start today's show on Land of Enchantment with our weekly movie review.
The movie is called Tears of Syria and is first place in the box office. It is about a boy named Elisha who lives in Syria and lost his family in the civil war. He rides a time machine to go back to when he was with his family, but ends up backtracking way too far. We want to show you guys a segment from the beginning of the movie. Enjoy!
Elisha was a young boy living in Syria who was part of a loving family and had a close relationship with all of his friends and neighbors. However, his life takes a sharp turn in March 2011, the beginning of the civil war that is still going on today.
Democracy for all! Democracy for all!
How could you arrest and torture my child?
So what if he painted slogans on the school wall? They tell only the truth about our corrupt government.
Freeze or die.
After security forces opened fire on protesters, Syrian citizens were triggered to demand the resignation of President Assad. During the Syrian civil war, almost 200,000 lost their homes and families. Entire neighborhoods were devastated, and Elisha was one of those kids who lost his family.
Mother! Sister! No! You can't take them! Please don't do this!
Come with me, girls. You're my slaves now.
Please don't do this! I already lost my father to the soldiers.
And we're back on Land of Enchantment with DJ Damascus and Syria Sophia.
I'm in tears already.
Oh, Syria Sophia, let me take over. After Elijah loses his family, he finds a time capsule which brings him back to ancient Syria.
I'm okay now.
Thank goodness.
Let me continue. Elijah is brought back to the start of the Ottoman Empire. He goes through World War I, where Britain and France are given most of the land. He is then able to watch France's rule over Syria and Syria's independence in 1946. He learns about what Syria was like as a republic headed by a president and goes through yet three more Arab-Israeli wars over the issue of having a Jewish state in Southwest Asia.
In 1967, he watches Syria lose the Golan Heights to Israel. His country demands to have the region back and creates a Palestinian state. Christians and Muslims from Syria and its neighbors, Lebanon and Israel, decided to share power.
After much minor internal conflict, Christian and Muslims finally went to war in 1975. You guys need to watch the movie to see what happens to Elijah. Alright, are you guys ready for Land of Enchantment's top 3 list?
Today we're going to be sharing with you the top 3 best tourist destinations to visit in Syria. In case you didn't know, Syria has many great places to visit and explore and is a great place to go for vacation.
That's right, DJ Damascus. Syria's tourism has increased over the past few years, making it a very popular tourist destination. Number 3 on our list is St. Simeon's Monastery, located in northern Syria. This structure was built to support the religion of a monk named Simeon, and people consider this to be one of the most beautiful buildings in Syria, so you should definitely go check it out. I've always wanted to visit the local markets in Syria.
Well, that just happens to be number 2 on our list. If you go to the souks of Aleppo, you can find.
What in the world is a souk?
A souk is an open-air market, which is similar to a bazaar. In ancient times, merchants used souks to display their goods, and caravans came to souks to trade.
Oh, wow, how fascinating.
As I was saying, the souks of Aleppo sell things such as herbs and food, fabrics, or household items. I'm so excited to share the number 1 tourist destination is the Umayyad Mosque located in Damascus. The mosaics on this mosque make it sparkle in the sun and grabs the attention of all visitors. It is said to be one of the most sacred places in Islam and a must-see place to go to in Syria.
Alright, so those were the top 3 tourist destinations of Syria. Guys, are you excited for the Land of Enchantment's call-in quiz? Because I sure am. DJ Damascus, let's go over the rules.
So we're going to be giving you a question related to the geography of Syria. The first one to dial our number, 123456, gets the answer.
Okay, let's get started. What is the name of the sea located to the west of Syria?
Hello?
Well, we're glad that you're excited. So do you have an answer?
Send us your address to our email, landofenchantment@gmail.com, so we can send you your movie ticket.
Thank you so much. I love you, DJ Damascus.
Hey, what about me?
Alrighty, folks, the next question is, what is the climate of Syria?
Oh, DJ Damascus and Syria, Sophia. I'm not exactly sure of the climate, but I think it's tropical.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is dry, arid climate with many deserts.
Oh, darn!
Better luck next time. This is our last question for this quiz on Land of Enchantment. The question is, what major river runs through Syria?
The Tigris River!
Whoa, calm down.
I'm sorry, but the correct answer is the Euphrates River, which means you won't be winning any prizes today.
Thanks for calling in, though.
Wow, what a good quiz we had today on the Land of Enchantment.
Now let's go to our commercial break.
Honey, are you farting on the couch and watching TV again? Get up and do something educational. I go to this culture lesson about Syria.
Syria.
Culture.
Lessons.
Assyria Academy. Did you know that Syria was one of the first to sing Christian hymns? We can learn how to do their songs, Syrian chants.
Can I even learn Syria's official language, Arabic?
Of course, you need to dance and lose some weight. You can learn their folklore dance. Debka is a dance that involves body movements and light, coordinated steps that emphasize the energy of a man and sensitivity of woman.
Oh, I have heard about that. It's accompanied by a drum, flute, and other country musical instruments, right?
Right! It's super cheap and super fun. Let's visit their website, SyriaAcademy.com, for more information.
Syria.
Culture. Lessons. At Syria Academy.
We're back on Land of Enchantment with DJ Damascus and Syria Sophia. Alright, as you all know, there's an ongoing civil war in Syria between pro-government forces and opposition forces, and many child soldiers are recruited by both sides. We have a special guest here with us right now, and he's a child soldier.
Please welcome Muhammad to Land of Enchantment with a round of applause.
Thanks for having me, DJ Temeskas and Syria Sophia.
Hi Muhammad, how do you feel about being a child soldier?
I'm really proud of myself for protecting my country. However, many Syrian armed groups have been accused for violation of international law by enlisting vulnerable children from families that have been killed.
Do you feel like it's wrong for teenagers to have access to weapons like grenades?
Well, to people from other countries, it may seem outrageous. But here, 6-year-olds can shoot rifles.
How do terrorist groups recruit child soldiers?
The Nusra Front and ISIS have recruited children through campaign of weapon training. They have even forced children to become suicide bombers.
Oh my god.
Why are some kids willing?
When a kid sees his neighbor, friend, or family member killed, he's going to want to fight.
I see. Tell us about daily life as a child soldier.
Well, at the Umayyad front line where I stay, there actually aren't many clashes. It's been more than 6 months since government soldiers a few hundred feet away last tried to attack the mosque. We sit on worn-out sofas in our normal clothes and flip-flops monitoring the CCTV.
About how many kids are child soldiers?
Well, the Syrian Network for Human Rights estimates that there are several thousand child soldiers, most between ages of 14 and 17.
And that was our interview with Muhammad. Well, it looks like we're running out of time.
Thanks for tuning in to Land of Enchantment.